Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Gitriel Blad. Parasha Chukat, the Statute of. Week 39, 7th Aliyah. Then the Israelites traveled to the plains of Moab and camped along the Jordan across from Jericho. Numbers 22, verse 1. What do we have to leave for? The root of the Hebrew word that has been translated as journeyed, traveled, is nasa. The main meaning of this word is to pull up. It comes from the action of pulling the tent pegs out when departing from a certain place. This term also means to travel, and that's the way it's used in modern Hebrew. The sons of Israel had to travel a lot to be able to get to the promised land. Sometimes the cloud took them in a totally opposite direction from their destination. In order to get to the goal, it's necessary to be willing always to move from one place to the next. One of the most tragic things in a person's life is when he stops in a stage of the path without reaching his destination. Every time the Eternal wants to take us to another place, we must be willing to pull out the tent pegs and lift ourselves up towards new dimensions and new experiences in the path towards the promise's fulfillment. The one who wants to stop and comfortably remain in a place or belief system is at risk of not reaching his divine destination in life. Every journey we take in life means leaving something behind. That's the price to be able to move forward. In order to be able to walk with the Eternal, we must be willing to leave stuff behind and expand towards things that are beyond. Dear chosen and consecrated ones from the nations, be willing to leave, to pull out the pegs and take off towards something new. Don't get too comfortable wherever you are. Don't think you don't need to learn more. Don't think you have all the light you need from the scriptures. Move forward to the goal without lamenting for whatever you left behind. What comes next is much more valuable than what you left. Shabbat Shalom.